Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On September 13th, seven Detroit school children sued state officials. The suit was filed in federal court in Detroit. It claims that literacy is a fundamental right, and the state has denied that right by fundamentally excluding Detroit students from its educational system. Now attorneys for Governor Snyder have fired back, saying there is no fundamental right to literacy. Here with us now, Mark Rosenbaum. He's the director of Public Counsel's Opportunity Under Law Project. Public Counsel is the Los Angeles law firm that's representing the students. It's the nation's largest pro bono law firm. Mark, the suit claims literacy is a right. What's the constitutional basis for that?
Actually, what it's claiming is that access to literacy is a constitutional right that is protected by the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution. And that's not a theory that a set of lawyers came up with. That's what the United States Supreme Court has already said. The United States Supreme Court has said that the denial of access to the basic tools of learning raises constitutional questions, and that where it leads to a stigma of illiteracy, that the state has to take steps. And that's exactly what's going on in Detroit. The children whom we represent go to schools where there are not teachers in all the classrooms. We even had a situation where a math class for 7th and 8th graders throughout the day was taught by an 8th grader. We represent children who do not have books, who do not have homework, who do not get tests, who are in classrooms where the temperatures go up to 100 degrees, or where the temperatures are so cold as kids sit in classrooms where they're shivering, where they can actually see their breath. In fact, Detroit has the lowest literacy rate of any major school district in the United States. The schools that we're talking about here have proficiency rates of zero in basic subjects like reading and math, history, science, social studies.
Specifically, Mark, what are you asking for in this suit?
Two things. One is remove the impediments to basic learning. That means to make sure that there are qualified teachers in every classroom. It means that students get access to books and materials in order that they can learn the curriculum that the state prescribes, and that conditions like the rats in the classes, that those conditions that stand in the way of learning, that they be eliminated. The other thing that we're saying is that given the fact that these kids are at literally zero proficiency levels as a result of the fact that they're attending schools in name only, that evidence-based programs for literacy that the districts and the states themselves can choose. We don't have any particular program, but there are plenty of very successful programs. Look, kids all over the country learn how to read and write and comprehend, that those systems be implemented so that these kids can catch up.
And Mark, now we hear from attorneys for Governor Snyder, and they say, really, no fundamental right to literacy exists. So they're saying that it's not a mandate.
Well, that's nonsense, isn't it? I mean, do any of these attorneys, does Governor Snyder, would any of them send their children to schools like we're talking about here? As I said, the United States Supreme Court has already recognized that the stigma of illiteracy is such that children cannot function in our society. They cannot participate in our basic democratic institutions. They can't vote. They can't follow jury instructions. And for the state of Michigan, for the governor of the state of Michigan to say that there is no right is involved here is to essentially say to these kids, you are disposable kids, you are throwaway kids. Whether you get educated or not is not our concern.
As you, I'm sure, are very aware that there was a similar suit filed by the ACLU a couple of years ago on behalf of students in Highland Park, and the Michigan Court of Appeals rejected that constitutional claim. It tossed the suit out, saying the Constitution encourages education, and that's not a mandate. How does your suit differ from that ACLU suit?
Because that case was brought pursuant to the state constitution, and this is a case that's brought pursuant to the United States Constitution. Whether or not the Michigan Constitution affords children the sorts of rights that we're talking about is a matter that's entirely separate. And really, one of the great innovations of the United States Constitution and the United States political system was the creation of public schools. Public schools were to be the great equalizer. They were to say that no matter where you come from economically, no matter your race, everyone was to get a fair shot. And if you think about our history, the way that illiteracy, the way of keeping individuals from access to basic literacy, has been used as a methodology for oppressing individuals. That's why slaves weren't educated. That's why literacy tests were used.
Mark, in the months that you've spent, you and your team, getting this case ready and talking to students and talking to teachers, how has that made you feel? What have been your thoughts?
I mean, I've been doing this work for a long time. I've been doing education and civil rights work for over 40 years. And this is the most heartbreaking set of facts with respect to children that I've ever experienced. I mean, these kids who want to learn desperately, they are given no fair shot at an education where they can identify and fulfill their dreams. I've never seen anything like it.
Mark Rosenbaum with Public Counsel. Mark, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for your interest. I'm glad to talk with you.